It's Sunday, April the 12th, day 22. One of my favourite podcasts is Talking Politics, which has as its anchors my colleagues David Runciman and Helen Thompson. Full disclosure, I've occasionally been on the podcast to talk about the tech industry. A while back, they did a fascinating edition with the writer Michael Lewis about his book, The Fifth Risk, a truly extraordinary account of how the Trump regime was hollowing out and undermining the American federal government machine. It's a truly remarkable book, and if you haven't read it, can I suggest politely that you do so, especially now, because then you will see how eerily prescient it was. Last week, David and Helen reran the recording of their conversation with Lewis, and then discussed it in the context of the coronavirus. In their original podcast, one of the questions that came up was what would it take to make the citizens of the US realize the extent to which the capacity of their mighty state was being undermined by its invincibly ignorant and corrupt president. The word pandemic was briefly but speculatively mentioned in that context. Well, here we are, and the US is living through the nightmare that has resulted from Trump's rise to power, which is really the final act of a process of undermining the state that's been underway since at least the 1970s, and certainly since Ronald Reagan's presidency in the 1980s. En passant, I've never understood why Reagan got such a free pass from the media, and indeed even from historians. Maybe it was his Hollywood background, or his carapace of folksy amiability. Remember when it was leaked that he had a nap most afternoons in the White House? Just as the media were getting worked up into a lather about the so-called leader of the so-called free world sleeping on the job, he diffused it with consummate skill at his next press conference. "Oh, sure I have a nap," he said. "They say hard work never killed anyone, but I figure, why take the risk?" Laugh, the press corps nearly died. But along with his political sweetheart, Margaret Thatcher, Reagan was actually the cheerleader for the neoliberal dismantling of state capacity that we are now belatedly discovering as their respective countries are overwhelmed by the virus. But I digress. The thing that was depressing about David's and Helen's reflections on the way Michael Lewis's forebodings have been confirmed was that it's not at all clear that Trump will be punished for his malevolent incompetence. At any rate, the support of his base seems rock solid. And his preposterous masquerade as the leader who will see his country through this epic ordeal might conceivably gain him the haloed mantle that George W. Bush was able to assume after 9/11. Joe Biden seems, somehow, such a feeble competitor. And in any case, the virus has kept him quarantined at home and out of view, while Trump has been able to conduct press briefings as a substitute for the mass rallies he can no longer stage. And so, I'm afraid the question in November may be this: can American democracy survive another 4 years of this?